The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derrick Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derrick Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle-tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, oh, man, we gotta figure this out.
Here's number 56, Derrick Johnson, with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Priest Holmes had 147 yards against Washington in week 3. So that's kind of when they made that turn.
Got the team right. Got the yardage basically right. Just a little off on the weeks.
And then week 5 against Pittsburgh, he ran for 150. And then I think we knew after week 3 and week 5, we had ourselves a pretty good football player.
It is DJ time here on 96.5 The Fan on Fesco and Dusty with Mac Morey as well. Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member, owner, open to all, invested in you. And also Sheet Metal Workers, local number 2. DJ, how you doing on this Monday morning, my man?
Man, I'm doing well, man. It's becoming very common to be off on the wild card weekend. I'm sitting up. I'm missing part of games. I'm not even in front of the TV like that. So it's pretty cool this weekend.
Yeah, no stress at all, but also the opportunity for these dudes to just rest. And, you know, I used the analogy earlier. I said, I haven't run in 3 days because I hurt myself. And boy, I feel better after 3 days rest. What does 3 weeks rest do for an NFL player at this point in time?
You know what? Some people may say, man, you know, you worry about the guys coming out slow just because, you know, they've been off and haven't been in game mode. But no, not in NFL, it's a little bit different than if it was a college team or a high school team or something like that. These guys know what it takes to win. These guys know what it takes to get going. And they know that that small task of starting fast, they got to get over that little hurdle. But after that, being able to be healthy, rested up, that's a bonus. And it really, really helps out. And we're at home, too. So we got the 12th man with us. So it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I see a lot of those, little subplots there with getting the rest, being at home, having time to, you know, check everything out. You also had time to sit back and watch as a organization, from head coach to coordinators and everything. The Houston Texans, DJ, I'll ask you, were they just like madmen on defense, or was a lot of it Justin Herbert just kind of, you know, fumbling under the pressure?
Well, a little bit of both. There were times where you say, man, Justin, what is that? But they do have a good defense, being able to have a head coach that's a defensive-minded guy. You would expect them to play really, really well on defense, or if anything, it's going to be consistent and working. The defensive side of the ball was really rallying and really helped them win. I mean, they kind of took the bull by the horn and said, okay, we're going to offense is really up and down. Defense, we can win this game ourselves. So, but again, Regardless of who's coming in, especially this divisional round, this first round for us, it's going to be hard for anybody coming to Arrowhead, man. We're going to be rocking and rolling, and our motivation is pretty cool. It's kind of not realistic, but it's like, golly, our motivation is a three-peat. It's like, wow, like three times in a row, Super Bowl. In order to win one Super Bowl, a lot of things have to go right for you, and we have an opportunity to go for a three-peat. So I'm super, super excited.
And that's part of the reason, too, DJ, why I think it's so important to go out there and win this one, you know, grab that third one and set the record now, because you may not ever have the opportunity to be in this position again to go after a three-peat.
Right. This doesn't come around a lot, and I say that. That's kind of hard to say that with how the Chiefs are succeeding every single year. But every year it's a different team. I mean, since the first Super Bowl, I mean, we've only it's probably eight since the first Super Bowl of Andy's era in, 2019. Mm-hmm. We only have, I mean, under 10 players on the roster, like, from that. So that tells you what Britt Veach has done with this roster each year, getting younger, getting better players and people to fit the scheme offensively and defensively. Of course, you know, the common denominator, having Andy and Pat, that kind of sets you up. So we're in good standings, man. I can't freaking wait to Saturday.
No doubt about it. When you look at a guy like C.J. Stroud and what he did against the Los Angeles Chargers, I thought he had a pretty good game this weekend. I thought he was the second, well, depending on what you define as quarterback play overall, Lamar Jackson was good. Josh Allen was great. C.J. Stroud was good. Obviously, he had the ball given to him a lot by Justin Herbert, but as a defensive mindset, what do you do to attack somebody like a C.J. Stroud coming into a place, like you said, which is going to be, you know, a ruckus environment in Arrowhead? Like, what do you do as a defensive stat to really disrupt C.J. Stroud in this game?
Well, you make him make mistakes. You make him make some hard decisions. I don't think Spags is going to change up anything at all. I think what you do is stop the run, which is, you know, Mixon is a really, really good running back. So that's a hard task at that. But if we can stop the run, you earn the right to rush the passer. And we got some guys to get out of the quarterback, not just on the outside, but the inside too. This will be a game where you want to blitz them. You want to all out. You want to show them different looks, because they're going to have to keep up with what we do on offense and you know, how much we score. Not that we're going to blow the scoreboard up, because we haven't did that this year, but you talk about being efficient. You talk about whenever it matters, our offense is going to put up points, and it's going to put the pressure on C.J. Stroud to handle this hostile crowd. I mean, I don't know what it's like to be in Arrowhead and the opponent. I just heard it's not good.
Talking with Derek Johnson here on 96.5 The Fan.
It's not good.
It's not good. No, it definitely, you know, is not good in those situations. But, you know, Andy Reid has done such an unbelievable job since he's come over here, obviously from Philadelphia, making the playoffs every year, but one, you know, since he's been in Kansas City, again, putting this team by dominating the regular season in position to rest players. And you know, fans are ticked in other cities that they had the opportunity to do all that last week. But this is how Andy Reid kind of draws it up, isn't it? When you go to training camp, like, these are the goals that they set, and they just kind of check off the goals as they go.
Yeah, that's the amazing part about it. Everybody has big time plans before the season. I mean, if you were to go into every locker room and training camp of every team, you would think, man, this team has a chance. That team has a chance. That team has a chance. But, you know, we're doing something right. Andy has something that's working here. He's always had that, even when he was in Philly. But he took that next step to just going all the way every single year. And he has a plan that's in place. And the guys are buying in. And don't get me wrong. I love coaching. I love to see coaches bring the best out of players and put them in the best situation so they can have the most success. But at the end of the day, even the best coaches will tell you,
hey, we need some players all in. As a coach, they are very experienced and they know a lot, but they need a few good guys to really help them out to execute to win it all. And Andy Reid has been blessed to have certain key guys on the team that just set Kansas City on fire.
I love that you mentioned key guys on this team, and we talked to the defensive mind of Derek Johnson here, who played linebacker. Obviously, everybody knows that in Kansas City, but who is like an X factor? I know it's Monday. I know the game isn't until Saturday at 3:30, but who is Derek Johnson's X factor this week against Houston on the defensive side of the ball?
Ooh, that's a good question. I would go naturally, I want to go Nick Bolton because he's the guy that just puts it all together. He wears the dot, and he has to command that huddle and get everybody on the same page and be able to. He's in the middle of the field, so he has the opportunity to make a lot of plays. But I want to go Justin Reed. He's gotten so much better since he's got to Kansas City. It's unbelievable. Like. Big time player. You talk about someone that can come up and make a tackle inside the box. Someone who, when there's a screen play, come up and make a play on a receiver, or you want to cover a receiver, cover a tight end, a really good tight end. Like he can do it all. So he's that. It's probably a bad word to say, honey badger, but bigger. But a bigger guy, bigger presence.
You're talking with Derek Johnson, and Justin Reed obviously is a guy who could be playing his last couple of games here in Kansas City as well. I mean, we're going to get to the end of the season. He's going to be, you know, up. Trey Smith is going to be up. Do guys think about that as they're getting ready for the postseason? Like, this could be my last one or two games that I ever play with this franchise?
I don't know. After the game, maybe, but not during that time. It's always a year-by-year basis because you never know. Regardless if you have five more years left on your deal or one more year left on your deal, it's about now. The NFL is not for long, and if you have an opportunity to conquer the moment, that's the one thing the Chiefs have been doing better than anybody else. Saying, hey, regardless of all the different contracts we have going on, this guy may be leaving, that guy may be staying. We come together for a year to say, hey, this is all we got. This is all we need. And these guys are taking advantage of it each time.
One of the narratives that Bob uses, DJ, is that you don't take these moments for granted. Kind of going back and piggybacking on your home crowd advantage, is there a time when these players, I know the regular season, it's always there and the fans are crazy loud and it's awesome, but like, is there a moment as like a player of Kansas City where you go out there and you kind of like take the full 360 view of Arrowhead and just kind of soak that in, and that gives you that juice to go out there and pop somebody?
It does. And the political or the thing to say, the correct thing to say, you know, we can play in front of, you know, we don't have to play in front of anybody. We can go out there because we love football and we're passionate. Yeah. But if you could get a crowd the way we get a crowd and the loudness, and how you set the decimal at the highest level, 142 or 43 or whatever it is. That's I'm a defensive guy, so when I can't hear the person next to me, I'm in heaven. I'm good. I'm good to go.
All right, let's talk big picture. The games this weekend, other than last night, weren't exactly great. Why do you think they were such lopsided games in the first round of the playoffs?
Yeah, that's always. Man, that's other than the Tampa game, Tampa and Washington game. It was lopsided. And I honestly thought it would be. For some reason, I'm looking at it, I'm saying, hey, first half, things are, you know, in most of these games, they'll be close, and then eventually they will get, you know. And at the end of the day, it's about matchups. And a lot of these teams aren't experienced in the playoffs. Just, you know, that's one of those things. That's why you can take the Chiefs. If you want to bet on anybody, you bet on the Chiefs, because you bet on a super loaded team for a team that gets together for 1 year, and you know, like the LA Rams, somebody that gets together and put a lot of people together, and you win it that year. That's only for that year, but or you go with an experienced team that someone who, you know, don't get me wrong, we're pretty loaded too, but we have a really, really good nucleus of players, and we've been there. We know what to expect when crunch time comes, and Pat Mahomes is going to make the right throw. He's going to make the right read. He's going to make the right run if he needs to, and our defense is going to get after any kind of quarterback that comes in the Arrowhead.
And I think also, too, where the Chargers, you know, kind of lost it is they settled for field goals early, man. If Houston's settling for field goals early at Arrowhead on Saturday, they don't stand a chance.
No, not at all. Field goals do not win you games now. That's just how it is. Back in the day, if you kick a lot of field goals and, you know, play good defense, you know, still can to manage. Right now, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, the margin of error is just so different now, and people score more points. Offenses are better now, so you just can't go out there and say, hey, offense, give me 17 points, and, you know, defense, we're going to say, man, we need a little bit more than that, buddy.
All right, DJ. Well, I mean, good luck. You got till Saturday at 3:30 to keep all the emotions, and you know, I don't know if we're gonna see you run out there on the field in the 56 jersey, but you got 6 days, man, or however many days. I've lost count. Just get me to Saturday, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
All right, y'all take it easy.